Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This might be absurd to say, but I'm going to say, because, I mean, what a great moment, right? I mean, we're all going crazy. You know, Bryce is running around. Phils are basically headed to World Series at that point. Just need to get three more outs, which, of course, they got. I never thought of it till I just heard it right there. How would Meg Ryan's yes, yes, yes compare to Larry Anderson's yes, yes, yes? Because he's going crazy doing the yes, 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 and there's famous audio of Meg Ryan going yes, yes, yes. You ever think about that?
Meg's is better.
Not.
Whose
once.
Is better?
Meg's is better.
Meg's?
We should compare it.
A little
side by side.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way to solve this question that only you are thinking of.
I just had never thought of it until I heard it. I'm like, wow, that's all right. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so tomorrow we're going to be at the Palestra. Again, Jameer Nelson is in, Harold Jensen, A.J. Brodeur from Penn, Mike Vreeswijk. We're going to have a great, great time. And we think we got one more big name to announce. We'll get to that shortly. When I say shortly, I mean certainly by tomorrow. Let's put it that way. Come on out to the Palestra if you can. 6 to 10 a.m. Gates will be open at 5:45. It's going to be a heck of an extravaganza. Maybe I'll shock the world. Maybe I'll make a fool of myself.
I think I know which one of those is more likely.
80% yeah. is the benchmark.
That That's you the benchmark.
Have, crowed about hitting.
Yes.
Now, as long as we've known you, you've said that you can hit 80%. We did this one time.
We did.
It was you hit 76%
Correct.
Of your free throws.
Correct.
And then it's been a while, Joe.
5 years.
This weekend, yeah. you went out and you tried to practice.
Correct.
And you had your worst shooting day maybe of your life, probably since middle school.
Probably correct.
This is great.
So how does that make you feel?
Less confident.
Yeah.
Speaking of
Good.
Last time, by the way, I dug up our buddy Jevin and Tyler, our buddies. We played their songs before. He did a song about the free throw competition
wow.
last time called Free Throwing. I dug it up. We got to play.
All right, we'll get to that as well. Let's go back to the phones. Come on out to the Palestra if you can tomorrow, 6 to 10. Gates open at 5:45. Dan in Philadelphia. What's up, Dan?
What's up, morning team? How are we?
Dan, I want to see you at the Palestra tomorrow.
Joe, if you see a guy with a beard and a purple prom dress and a red wig standing behind the thing, it's not me. It's your cousin. So just look for me when you're taking a free throw shot. I want you to look in there. So you've already named three excuses for your free throw shots from, what, yesterday or Saturday?
Saturday.
What do you have in store for Wednesday morning on why you failed? Like, have you thought of any or no? They just come to you as a thought.
Yeah, I got to experience it before I know, you know, what escape hatch I'd pull, what lever I'd pull. I'll say this, Dan. I mean, I already told you, I'm certainly not going to finish last. I don't think I'll finish near last. Like, if I finish last, no West Wing for an entire year. And you know for me, that's big. I think I'm going to do pretty good in this, even though I am nervous.
All right, maybe you will do good. But if you fail, I just want you to say, I sucked. All right? Just say it. Don't say that it was the bathwater that was poisoned by the city, you know, and made your arm weak or something. Just say, I'm not as good as I thought I was.
I will take that under advisement.
That's a no.
I just don't. I see it. So unlikely to occur. It's That's why I'm not engaging with that right now.
And did you guys figure out your bet yet?
No.
I'm still going to go with the mustache. But, all right, let's move on to sports.
Yep.
I'm super hype about the Phillies. We're going to have sports again almost on a daily basis on a team I personally enjoy watching, just like the Eagles. As for the Sixers, there they go. You know what I mean? You got all excited, and there they go. They just they have an opportunity in their hand, and it just slips away from them.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a repeat every year, and it's just a team I can't get excited about.
Yeah, a lot of people are lukewarm. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
So, no doubt about it. All right, Dan, give me a great answer, man. A color in a title.
All right, it's a great children's book, and the color is almost in every sentence in the book. Green Eggs and Ham.
Well, yeah, I like that answer a lot. I mean, it's a fantastic, fantastic book. Jim in Havertown.
You know, he used, wasn't that a challenge to write a book?
Wasn't that a fact of the day, I believe?
Less than 100 words?
Yeah.
Yeah, using less than 100 words, and he did it.
Didn't know that. Green Eggs and Ham's less than 100 words?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Wait, do you mean the whole book, or do you mean the
different words? 100 different words or less.
Gotcha, that's what I'm with you. Jim in Havertown, what's up, Jim?
Yo, guys, what's going on?
Hi, Jim.
Joe, what did you – how are you, John? Joe, what did you mean by – first you said it was a double rim, and then you said – because then you had me going. And hey, Joe actually knows a little bit about what he's talking about. He shot 72% before, so he got a shot maybe. But then you said it's not quite a double rim. What did you mean by that? What the heck kind of rim was it?
It seemed to be – like, you know how there's a single bed, and then there's like a king bed, and then there's like a queen beneath the king, and then there's a full or a double – this would be what I would refer to.
Are we going
to
wind up talking about baths or something?
I'm just telling you, it was more than a normal rim, more than a normal rim, and less than a full double rim. That's all I'm trying to say.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It means the ball bounces off the rim. If you don't swish it, it's less likely to go in. You don't have that forgiving roll in.
Joe, what I'm telling you is I've only seen single rims or double rims. That's it. Nothing else.
Well, this
nothing
was,
else. I've never seen anything else.
Extra thick single or an extra thin
extra
double.
Thick. Okay. I know where we're going. I think we're going to 60% at best.
We're going to find out. Hey, Jim, get out there tomorrow, man. Can you come tomorrow?
Can I bring my what's the name dog? I'll have to get papers for it. Can I bring my? Nobody can watch my dog tomorrow.
I don't know Palestra rules on dogs.
Does seem like you can bring your dog anywhere now, though. We saw like a 100 dogs at the airport the other day.
That's true.
I'm speaking on that, James. Everybody knows my dog. She's welcome in at least 3 different tap rooms around here.
There you go.
She's more well behaved than you, Jim.
That's very true. Very true, Rhea. So, what's the name, guys? Real quick, I get stuck on names. The kid's name is Derek, is it not? It's not Derek, right? Doesn't he start with an A? So, they
call
him Derek, don't they?
Yep.
D A R.
Okay. So, I think he's going to hit a little over 20, 22, 23. I want to go for.
Well, he probably will. I mean, he's likely going to get 400 to 450 at-bats, if I had to guess.
Right.
And he probably will. The question is, though, is he going to be a horrible defensive first baseman? Probably. Is he going to hit 260 or 220? Don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that's a big difference there. So, you know, and you're also not getting someone with a ton of speed from what I remember last year.
No.
So, you know, he's
when you
he's,
hit the
he's,
long ball, Joe, you don't need speed.
Well, he's kind of similar to Reese from that standpoint.
I was going to say Reese wasn't exactly a speedster.
Yeah. No, it's like a lighter Reese. All right, Jim, give me a great answer, a color and a title.
Joe, I would hope you would know this, but you might not. But this is right in the wheelhouse for the rest of the group there. I'm going to go just a basic do-do-do-do-do-do-do. John, tell me you have that.
I don't know what that is. What is that, John?
That's Black Brother from Pearl Jam.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
It's a good one.
Always love when we get a song that won. All right. So, Seltzer, you've dug up this Meg Ryan thing? Now, let's hear the let's hear the Larry Anderson portion of Yes. It's 2 or 3 yeses.
Three.
Let's hear L.A. first.
Yes! And it is gone!
Yes! Yes!
All right. Now, let's hear a little Meg Ryan action here.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Pretty good. Good call by you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just
very similar.
In some ways, very similar. In some ways, very unsimilar.
It's frightening that you thought of that.
It really is.
Tell you what, it never occurred to me ever.
Never would have once thought of it in a million years.
You did kind of nail it.
It's there. Yes, yes, yes. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up, the audio Seltzer wants us to play from Jevin and Tyler. These two guys have been putting songs together on our show for years. You'll hear that up ahead. Plus, Dombrowski on Nola on the contract situation, and in the 7 o'clock hour, Richard Sherman talking about quarterbacks and payday, and will relate what he said to Jalen Hurts and a still not signed contract extension for the Eagles star quarterback. Much up ahead. Jota Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, the tournament is obviously coming down the stretch. 4 teams remain, and no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel Sportsbook. in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. So go to FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer and sign up today to claim your no-sweat first bet. Then you can wager on everything from the money line to point spreads to which team will ultimately be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. Good morning, everyone. 94 WIP. After a weekend that had a lot of basketball, not good for the Sixers. I'd say not great for the tournament, by the way. I know it's cool when you get upsets, but when you have a Final Four that comprises these teams, I can't exactly say I'm racing to get to Saturday.
It's not a who's who, that's for sure.
It's really, really, really not a who's who.
You don't want to see the same teams in it all the time. But
no.
Although, listen, yesterday's game, I was very annoyed with the first game because, I mean, the officials allowed them to beat the crap out of each other the entire game until it came down to the last play. But I enjoyed the games because they were fun and they were close. But, there's not a lot of star power.
Yeah, this is not riveting. I'm going to guess the ratings for the Final Four will be pretty low. But if you want to react to any of the basketball from over the weekend, you certainly can. 215-592-9494. Speaking of reacting, Aaron Nola did. You just heard in Rhea's update a Dave Dombrowski comment. Loves Nola, the whole deal. They obviously want to sign him, couldn't come to terms. Nola talked about this as well, his mindset, now that it has been announced, no contract has been agreed upon, it won't be agreed upon before the start of the season, and they have broken off talks until after the year is over. Here's what Aaron Nola said over the weekend.
Sometimes it comes to that. We'll talk at the end of the season, but I'm focused on this year, and we want to win. So just focus on having a good season and having fun with these guys.
You've been pretty good at compartmentalizing stuff. Do you think it will be a distraction for you? Was it a distraction today? Because it's news to us today. Did it affect you today? Do you think it'll affect you down the road?
No, it definitely wasn't a distraction. I try not to let anything get to me, no matter what it is. I mean, go out and try to pitch my game and focus on executing my pitches. That's all I can do, and that's all I really focus on doing.
I'll say this, John. It's certainly not the end of the world because they're going to have a great opportunity to sign him after the year, but it's not a good development. I mean, Aaron Nola is one of the best players in Philly sports. He's one of their two best pitchers. He's a huge part of how they succeeded last year in the postseason, and now you're 6-7 months away from him being a free agent. Plus, you got this hanging over you during the season. Not great.
Look, I found it stunning. I came back from Clearwater assuming he was at the top of the priority list because that was the impression that we got. Aaron Nola is that good. He's the kind of guy that you pay, and he's had, I don't even think you can argue it, more career success than Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon just got 6 years, $162 million.
Yep.
He knows what he's worth. Aaron Nola does. When I first heard, okay, they're shelving talks, I thought, oh, Aaron Nola, he's a different kind of guy. So maybe that's just what works best for him. You know, he doesn't want the distraction. He wants to be so locked in. That's not what's going on.
No, he wants to get paid an incredible amount of money.
This is the economics of Major League Baseball.
Totally.
And they couldn't come close to an agreement. And so this is going to be a problem eventually. But for this season, I'm encouraged by what Aaron Nola is saying. I was also encouraged by Dave Dombrowski citing, hey, JT Realmuto was in a similar situation. We shelved it until later. And look, we've got JT Realmuto.
Yeah.
I think that's wishful thinking by Dave Dombrowski. I don't expect that to happen. But for the here and now, we've got Aaron Nola for another year.
Yeah, so
let's maximize
here's
this.
I'll say this on for those that missed it, John referenced what Dombrowski said relating it to, you know, before he was here, but when Realmuto played his final year and then got re-signed. Here's the issue with that aspect. While he's true, it's similar in a certain sense. Great player entering the final year is going to play it out, and then you see what happens. My concern, and James, you know a lot of people in New York have talked a ton about the biggest mistake Steve Cohen, the Mets owner, made out of the gate was not getting JT Realmuto to the Mets when the Mets had a great opportunity and they had a needed catcher. And people in New York still lament that. And so, John, while it's a positive way to spin it like, hey, we kept Realmuto after playing with fire there, James, Steve Cohen might handle it differently this time.
Yeah, well, not just Steve Cohen. I mean, you look at the list of free agent starting pitchers this offseason, like outside of Shohei Ohtani, who's in his own class, his own thing,
right.
There's no one close to Nola. Like, you know, there are some older guys who could get a 2 or 3 year deal at a high number, but Aaron Nola will get the most years and the most money of anyone other than Shohei Ohtani on the market, without a doubt.
And Nola and his agent know that, and they're driving a hell of a hard bargain, and they should for their benefit. And so, yeah, it does concern me. Short term, not as much, but I don't love the mojo for this year, for this era of Phillies baseball, knowing that he's a huge part of it and that he's about to, you know, be a free agent 7 months. That is a concern to me.
If he's so important, then, you know, the assistant GM Bryce Harper has to let it be known.
He probably will, but I'm telling you.
He did it with JT. He did it repeatedly.
I know,
JT.
But I'm telling you, that Mets owner, if he swoops in and just says, I'll give $50 million more just because I can, now you really got a problem. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Ben in Millville right now. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today?
Ben? Doing great.
Doing well. Hey, I played golf yesterday. Joe, how's your swing going? Or shooting? Are you choking as well? What's the?
So I haven't golfed yet this year, but I plan to soon. And shooting hoops did not go well for me on Saturday, but I certainly expect to bounce back tomorrow, Ben.
So are you shooting better or worse than Ben Simmons from the line?
Well, I actually shoot. See, he's an NA. He's a doesn't shoot.
Ben Simmons beat you.
The 52%.
Yeah, I think Ben's shooting better than you are. It's close, though.
I would agree.
Listen, Ben, I'll do good tomorrow, man.
I'll be listening. I won't be able to make it, but I'll be listening closely and you know, praying for the best outcome, which is, you know, what most of the callers want.
Which is me to lose horrendously, correct?
Exactly, because then that gives us hope for somebody on Friday that's actually intelligent to call in to beat the hammer, and then you'll lose again on Friday.
Well, we already have someone intelligent. Chuck from Mount Airy has gone right to the top of the line. It's a showdown on Friday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Ben, can I just ask you a question?
Go right ahead, Joseph.
Do you think I'm a nice person?
I do. Generally,
okay.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you root for me tomorrow then? Why do you have to scorn me and root against me?
You're a nice person. Doesn't mean you're not arrogant.
Wow.
You're not wrong about
good
that.
Good answer.
Yeah. but only in certain things. All right, Ben, what do you got on the Phillies? What do you got on the Phillies?
Phils, I love Aaron Nola. You know, the man of many words. How'd you do? Good. How do you feel? Fine.
Yeah.
Great. Next person. Yeah. But you know, you're right. You know, he's a very, very, very good asset to this team, and it's going to be very hard for him to retain them. B-ball Hall, I'm excited for what he's going to do. I think he's going to do great. I think we're underestimating the total output of this team of what it could possibly be. You know, game in, game out,
yep,
every single day. Trey Turner never misses a game. He played, with a broken thumb before during the season?
Look, so I'm just telling you, Ben,
I think you're underestimating.
I think you're an example of people that are just acting like it's no big deal. Reese is out, and I think it's a mistake. Ben, give me a great answer. A color and a title.
Color and a title is the first came thing to mind. The Green Book.
The Green Book. You got it, man. All right, let's talk to Ryan right now. Go ahead, John.
I just wanted to let you know that your shooting performance this weekend, your 52% from the free throw line, was worse than every Ben Simmons free throw line shooting performance in his entire career except for this season.
Okay.
This season, he's shooting 44% from the line. But your 52% is less than his 56, 60, 62, and 61%.
All right, but just know, I was outside in the rain, in the wind, with a bad basketball and a bad rim.
I'm sure you do better inside with a bunch of people yelling at you and the pressure on and big five legends next to you. No big deal.
I will say, James, it started last night. I'm starting to get nervous. It's like, oh my God, this is actually happening.
So last night, while you were unable to sleep because of your anxiety.
1 a.m., huh?
1 a.m.
Not
what were
rested
you doing?
And ready to roll for your
What did you do instead of sleep? Were you tossing and turning? Did you decide to just read here? I'll watch a movie?
Read a little bit of the book on Martin Luther King, and I watched Jack Bauer in 24, season 5, episodes 22 and 23.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, that's the answer to the question. That's what I did.
What is wrong with you, man?
Wow. Let's go to Ryan right now. James, is this guy really calling from Paris?
Yes.
Ryan, hello, sir.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, I'm actually on a plane coming to Paris, heading back to New York. And I live right next to where Meg Ryan did that at Castelldefels on Ludlow Street.
Wow.
So really quick, Joe, I have a trivia question for you to start off the week right in your wheelhouse. So you should easily get this. Who's got the most free throws made ever in the NBA? And who's got the highest free throw percentage?
Wow. Interesting question. Most free throws made and highest free throw percentage.
I think I know the percentage, but I'm not sure.
All right, I will say the most free throws made, Ryan, I'm going to guess, is Karl Malone.
Boom.
Got okay, it. That's one for one. All right, now, for highest free throw, Ryan, is free throw percentage we got a minimum number here? We talking about?
Yeah. It's
all right, highest free throw percentage. So guys going through my mind are Mark Price, Calvin Murphy. Ryan, I will go with and Steve Nash is pretty high up there. Ryan, I will go with Steve Nash.
I'm guessing Rick Barry.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
The one for one.
Yeah.
But pretty impressive, Joe.
Thank you.
One more thing. So I just saw Victor Wantambaya play this past weekend in Paris, and obviously we're no longer in the process. We don't care.
Yep.
But this guy is Ben Simmons, 7'6", but he can shoot. Left and right.
Sounds like he's the best prospect in a number of years. Yeah.
He's going to be the first pick. Easy.
Oh, of course. Ryan, give me a great answer. From a book, TV show, book, band, song, whatever, a color and a title. What do you have?
Really quick, I have a favor for you. We need to rally and stop Josh Harris from buying the Redskins. Once it happens, we can't go back. You need to get on the horse, do what Angela would do for the people, and the next few home games, we need to protest. Because once it gets done, there's no turning back.
Let me think about that, Ryan. I hate that it's probably going to happen. Give me a color and a title.
Blue Chips, because you were not one.
Yeah, Blue Chips is a great movie. Protest Josh Harris. Interesting. See, the thing about this guy is he just doesn't care. Like, he's just going to bust through it anyway. You go protest Josh Harris, he's still going to buy Washington. He owns the Devils.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a devil.
And he owns part of the Steelers.
and he owns part of the Steelers, which to me is less offensive, but it's still a factor. All right, James, you dug up this audio of the free-throwing thing. So give everyone the backstory of this.
Yes, so this is the last time you attempted to make 80% free throws and failed last time. Prior to that, our buddies Jevin and Tyler put together a little song about your free throw and about you, a little Tom Petty spoof. So
now, I assume this has, because his stuff typically does, inside jokes from that time. Like things
correct.
Things I had recently said
yes,
back then.
Yes, correct.
All right, roll the tape.
He's a good boy, loves his mama and Kathy, Ireland too, loves cartoons like Jessica Rabbit. He's not sure if she's human too. And he's a weird dude, crazy about mammals. I'm sure Ace Ventura would be proud. Likes bowling and having a convo. Old movies and basketball too. Yeah. Porky Joe will put his money where his mouth is. B-ball skills, the device that'll make him famous. He's troubled, confused, and deeply disturbed. And don't you dare ask him for his email password. He'll be held like a baby by Joel Embiid. When it's available, you know he'll always go beef. Mr. Rap has no fear, and at the next event, he'll be shooting those free throws at 80%.
Awesome stuff.
You know, I can't wait till tomorrow when I do the 80%, possibly win this thing. By the way, if you missed the news earlier.
Possibly win?
Jameer Nelson is in this. Jameer Nelson is committed. He'll be at the Palestra tomorrow. Come on out. See Jameer. See Vreeswijk. See Harold Jensen. The whole crew we're going to have.
You have visions of winning? Dancing before?
Oh, my God.
I do, John. Even though I'm nervous, I do. Listen, I certainly...
Joe, don't say that. You're an idiot.
I don't think so, man.
It's just... Wow.
On what planet do you think you could
would
beat
you
any
guys,
of those
your
guys?
Your self-confidence is always just... It confounds me. How do you feel like you've got a chance in that?
I'm not saying I'm as athletic as them. I can't play as good a defense. I can't rebound as well. I don't have the agility, but I can stand at the free throw line and stroke it. I'm telling you, I'm a great shooter, man. Look, we'll find out tomorrow. By the way,
these guys are great shooters, and they made a career of it.
I know
because
they
were so great at shooting.
I understand that. I'll be ready, man. How much are people going to heckle me, John?
Well, I hope a lot
are
because
you,
I felt
are you
like
excluding
at the last
John
one,
and I.
No,
I felt like at the last one, it was just me, and I got kind of a bad rap for it at the time. Everyone was annoyed that I was nonstop jumping up and down and screaming.
Oh, my God. All right, so come on.
And it was exhausting also.
I remember that.
I think you were exhausted and so was I.
We both were. You were more. Look, I got to 76% last time. Obviously, I can shoot. I mean, people think I'm a chump.
You can shoot.
Thank you.
You're not a total chump.
Thank you.
You can do some things. Like, we know you can shoot Papa Shot well. You kind of have good hands, like in terms of catching a ball, throwing a ball. Like you're more coordinated than I would have expected.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned that.
I appreciate that.
And I'll give you that credit.
Thank you, sir.
But you are not going to beat these guys, these all-world shooters, man. Just be realistic with yourself.
All right, get out to the
And we got to figure out the punishment.
Yes, we do. All right, here's where we're at, John. Here the bets. I compiled the best things that have been said this weekend. I compiled the best things that were said last week. Here are the things in the what I have to do category that we got to figure out which of these we want to use or something else. So I already said I will not watch The West Wing, which everyone or most people know is a show I love.
How many times have you watched it, the whole thing?
18, and right now I'm in my 19th go-around.
Wow.
So I will give up The West Wing for an entire year if I finish in last place. That's, you know, a pretty big admission by me. One thing I maybe will have to do is chauffeur John your kids around for a week or maybe a couple days. Another thought, a caller called and said, let Amy from Villanova be interviewed on the show. That'd be, you know, be a pretty big one. Someone said I got to get the nipples waxed because, of course, I got hairy nipples. Some people have talked about I got to wax my legs. Some people have talked about I got to grow a mustache. All right, those are some of the ones
I think
in my
waxing,
category.
I know that's what you least want to do.
Correct.
But I know that that would invoke the most emotional response from you.
The most pain.
And
yes.
From me.
Correct.
I'm excited to have you have to deal with that.
Yes.
And I would be perfectly happy, you know, putting my own legs on the line or whatever, nipples on the line,
to
make it an even contest. You know, if you can't shoot 80, then you have to do it.
I just
I can't watch you.
It,
like, if you exceed the 80%, then I will wax myself.
All right, so here's in John's category, in his column, what he maybe will have to do. John's legs, as he's just alluded to. That John will have to sing a One Shining Moment version that honors me, which I thought was creative. Certainly painless. It's not going to cause you any pain. That you got to cook a meal for me at my apartment. That you have to take down my Christmas tree, which is still up. And that if I get to 90% or better, you have to watch the entire West Wing. So just think about it. We're open to suggestions. Obviously, we're coming down to it. Hopefully, we can figure this out by the end of today's show. If not, obviously, we'll have a solution by the time we start shooting tomorrow. 7:30 is around the start time tomorrow for the guys to shoot. I'll shoot last. Don't know how long it'll take. Maybe I'm shooting at 8:45. Maybe I'm shooting at 9:15. We'll figure it out. It's going to be a blast. Get out there. Let's go to Patrick in Tabernacle. That's tomorrow at the Palestra. Hello, Patrick.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Patrick.
Joe, you're dead in the water, man. And I vote for, actually, you know, Joe, how about you come over and either help me muck the stalls for my goats, or you can watch my granddaughter one night.
I'll take the granddaughter over the goats.
All right. So listen, the Phillies, super excited. And, you know, Reese goes down last week, and I flash back to the World Series last year, and I certainly was probably first on board when he started, you know, all those gaffes defensively. As a fan, I find myself mentally trying to just figure this thing out. And, you know, suddenly we're going to have a Gold Glove guy at first base. And, you know, it's like, let's just settle down. But, boy, it's 162 games. And, you know, I'm still in. I'm definitely still in. We got a lot to be excited about. And, if what's-his-face Harper gets back early, I think that'll get us through. You know, we're definitely
Patrick, you know what also helps a lot, and I hate it because, you know, you've listened long enough to know this about me. I hate the third wild card. I wish there was more edge entering the season. You know, I mean, it's just last year there was only eight teams trying to make the playoffs, and obviously six of those eight were going to make it, and the Phillies were the last of those six. I just wish there was more edge, because I think when people I think the Rhys Hoskins thing's a bigger deal than some people are alluding to, but I get the thought process that the Phillies will make it anyway. And if there was only one wild card team, which I think is what it should be, one wild card team, now people would be more on edge. It's a big difference, man.
It helps relax. You know, relax, everybody. You
know, I know.
I don't like that
for sports. I like a little bit of edge, and I like rewarding excellence.
You think you're gonna get an edge out of 162 game season? It's difficult.
Yeah, but
it is.
But you know the way we react here. I mean, every game. But when you feel like, and I think the fan base is settling into this, when you feel like a loss is not that big a deal, we'll still be in the playoffs. I don't think that's good for sports, not for this sport.
I think there's going to be a lot of difference because of all the stuff that's happening, the pitch clock, the different things. There's an added edge in that we have to learn a lot of new stuff.
All right, Patrick, give me a great answer for a color and a title.
This is an honor, my daughter, and if you don't think it's a color, Joe, I'll let you talk to a four-year-old kid and say otherwise. How about She's a Rainbow by the Stones?
Not a color. Ain't right.
Rainbow is also one of my daughter's favorite colors. Zoe loves the color rainbow.
Yeah, right, right, James, exactly.
I'm serious. She loves it. She thinks it's a color. I wouldn't say it's a color.
Yes.
She loves the color.
It doesn't work. Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock today, we'll talk to Derek Bodner. We haven't talked to the Bod in probably about a month, and we'll get Derek's assessment of the 76ers after losing a couple in a row, and looks like they're going to be the 3 seed in the East. All right, John, let's get to the Jalen Hurts contract, or lack of contract. because it's been unusually quiet considering that I think most people thought it would get done in the month of March. I think a lot of people thought it would get done right away to start a free agency. Nothing's been announced. And I do wonder, and Rhea, you hit me up on this yeah. weekend, and I agree with you. I have had the thought, is this a more complicated negotiation than most Eagles fans have thought? Because is Jalen Hurts and his agent trying to advocate for a guaranteed deal?
Which wouldn't it make sense, considering what's going on with quarterbacks?
It would make sense that he would try,
yeah.
but he's not going to get it. Let's listen to something Richard Sherman said over the weekend. Richard Sherman, obviously, tremendous cornerback, got a great shot to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He weighed in over the weekend on the Lamar Jackson situation. He never talks about Hurts, but think in terms of Hurts when you hear Richard Sherman talking about Lamar Jackson and some of the other notable quarterbacks with deals they've signed. I think Richard Sherman is way off base here. I think he's actually delusional. And I think if he was an owner, he would find out real quick that if he owned a team the way he's talking about players should get paid, he'd be a bad owner. That's my opinion. Listen to Richard Sherman talking about Lamar and quarterbacks.
What pissed me off is when Kirk Cousins got his fully guaranteed deal, I thought all the quarterbacks from then on were going to be like, hey, if it ain't guaranteed, I ain't taking it. Then Mahomes took that BS deal in just 10 years and wanted to look like $500,000. Like, but if you get a half of that, fully guaranteed, everybody's happier. That sets precedent. But when he didn't set it, then Josh Allen didn't set it. Now Lamar's trying to set it after Deshaun's already set it. And they're like, nah.
Johnny's delusional. You know why they're nah? You know why they're nah, Richard? You know why they're nah? Because what Kirk Cousins got was 3 years and about $90 million, which is a freaking enormous difference from 5 years and, you know, $250 million. That's why Lamar Jackson will not get a fully guaranteed big contract from Baltimore. It's why the Eagles won't give Jalen Hurts a big guaranteed contract. Listen, Richard Sherman, here's the deal. The Eagles will be very willing to give Jalen Hurts a guaranteed contract. Here, Jalen, sign a 3-year deal for $90 million. Sign a 3-year deal for $110 million. Sign a 3-year deal for $120 million. But he won't sign that, and they won't go much higher than that guaranteed, whatever it is, you know, 130, 140, whatever it is. Like, Richard Sherman doesn't understand the reality the teams need to protect themselves. By the way, let's look at the Carson Wentz situation. A guy can get hurt and not be the same player 2 years into a deal, 3 years into a deal. God forbid, 5 years into a deal. So Richard Sherman, in my opinion, is delusional. I hope Jalen Hurts isn't thinking this way. I hope Jalen Hurts' agent isn't thinking this way. Because if they are, John, there won't be a deal.
No, there won't.
And Jalen Hurts will play on the franchise tag in 2024 and 2025.
Well, part of the problem here is anyone who does think like Richard Sherman is thinking was validated by the Deshaun Watson contract. So that crazy contract
crazy.
That the Cleveland Browns decided to sign up for
yep.
has now made everyone who shares this, I mean, out there. This is way out
there. Total outlier.
This opinion.
Yeah.
They can say, well, look, Deshaun Watson, $46 million a year, and it's guaranteed, and that's what everyone should hold out for. I agree with you. Deals would not get done. Teams do not want to risk that sacrifice, that much guaranteed. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes. You know, Josh Allen isn't even in the top five in average annual value at this point, which is crazy to me. That shocked me to see. He's making $43 million a year. This contract that we're talking about for Jalen Hurts,
yep.
it's going to be $50 million a year, and it's going to be nowhere close to the $230
no
million guaranteed that Deshaun Watson got. And Jalen should be comfortable and proud and happy with what he gets. I think he will be. I think that's a point that Howie Roseman has made throughout this. Like, this is not an acrimonious negotiation. And I do believe him on that front.
But hold on, but I'll say
they're
this,
they're working
Sean,
together to create the best possible contract. That's why it's not signed
but
yet.
But you don't know
they're
that.
Working to, but that's what I believe.
I understand that.
That they
okay.
are working together to create the best possible contract to give Howie the most flexibility to build this team in the best way possible. And it's not something I am worried about. I can see why it would be worrisome. Because, whoa, wait a second.
Yeah.
is it possible that Jalen Hurts is playing hardball with
right.
us?
Right. I think it's more possible than people have thought.
Yep.
Like, take the Aaron Nola thing. It's just in the last, 48 hours, people are like, oh, boy, maybe we got a problem here with this Aaron Nola contract thing. And I think there's been such an assumption that the Jalen Hurts thing is just going to be all smooth.
Aaron and Jalen are both guys who are low-key guys. They're not, you don't hear a lot about them. And it just, that there are similarities there. I was very surprised at the Nola thing. Really surprised.
Yeah, I
would not be shocked if there's, because listen, Jalen has smashed expectations. And maybe he wants to do that with a contract.
Yeah, I worry about.
I know his agent does.
Both fronts. I know that, yeah.
Yeah, I the Nola thing worries me. The Hurts thing worries me less because in the end I think it'll get done. And I am certain the Eagles aren't dumb enough to give him a fully guaranteed deal at a big price. Again, they'll give him a fully guaranteed deal at a small price, but he ain't going to sign that. And here's the other concern for me, John. It's, and I hope not, and I think not, but if Jalen Hurts is delusional the way Richard Sherman is. See, that's the thing. I mean, what Richard Sherman is expressing there is a player's viewpoint of a player's value. And if he was an owner, he would be an idiot if he gave out in pro football. This is not baseball. This is not basketball. This is pro football where guys' bodies get mangled and then they're not the same again in some instances, in many instances. Hey, a 2-year guaranteed deal at big money? No problem. A 5-year guaranteed deal? A 6-year guaranteed deal at big money? Big problem. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Derek Bodner joins us in about 15 minutes on the 76ers. If you want to react to the Jalen Hurts thing, would you give Hurts a fully guaranteed big contract? That in addition to, Rhys Hoskins' injury from last week, do you think people have kind of swept it under the rug as a concern? Because a lot of people are basically saying, hey, it's a shame, it's sad, but it's also not that big a deal. Do you think that's on point? Or do you think some people are missing the point? Plus, Nola, his contract discussion's broken off, won't be tended to until after the season when they get back to it. Do you worry about that for this year? Do you worry about that for the future of the Phils with this era, this window, to try to win big with Wheeler and Nola at the top?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, Dustin. How are you guys? Good morning.
Doing great.
Yeah, I got to meet you guys. I came over to the town hall last week in regards. It was awesome meeting you guys.
Good, man. Thank
Joe,
you.
Joe, are you? How many shots are you going to have to take? 100 shots?
50.
50? I'm a little orange. You're going to have to start pumping some iron, dude. They're going to start getting tired real early, dude.
No, I can do it, man. It's just free throws.
No, I can't wait to hear the outcome. I can't make it over tomorrow, but I can't wait to hear the outcome. Listen, folks, I don't know why everybody's so worried about the Sixers. I feel good after this weekend.
Why?
After two losses.
Why?
Because you got a performance out of Tobias Harris that you've been seeing flashes of it, but you got a performance out of him in both games where he was attacking the rim hard and he was making the shots. He was making those tough turnaround little 10-foot jump shots around the rim that he usually was missing throughout the year, but he seemed to be stroking it. And you got a hell of a weekend out of Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
So you got two performances, not to go along. Joe didn't play good in the first game. That's fine. Whatever. That broke his streak. But what he did
Joel had 46 in the first game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dustin,
no,
I got to
no,
tell
that was
Dustin.
The second game, wasn't it?
Embiid had 46 in the first game.
He had 12 the first game.
Yeah, 46 in the Golden State game. But, Dustin, there's a point here I think you're missing when you rightfully praise Harris and Maxey, but I think you're missing part of the problem. They play better, they score more when Harden's off the floor. The reality
Tobias,
is –
Tobias becomes like a lost Sixer.
Correct.
In half the games that we watch – because James Harden, like, there's just not room for to spread the ball around. And Tyrese Maxey suffers the same fate. So, yeah, it's almost like we've got two different teams, one that shows up when Harden's playing and the other that, you know, works on the days that he's off. And I'm not sure that one's that much better than the other, but I do appreciate that Harden is playing much better this season. I wish they could get it together so that they're all highly functional at the top level when they're all healthy. We haven't gotten to that point yet.
And I see it completely different than you do. I see that we have the greatest basketball player in the world dominating the sport right now, getting triple team, still finishing at the foul line. You know what?
That's true.
He wants a night off, give him the night off. We ain't getting the first seed. We ain't getting the second seed. Joe, I'm going to give you the night off, but big fella, you better show up and play.
Well,
I don't want to hear about the toenail hanging. I don't want to hear all these BS excuses. You better show up because this – honest to God, you may never get a performance in a single season out of him like this ever again.
You might not. Listen, you might not get a Sixer or have a season like this for the next 25 years. Honestly.
I mean, you may never get a big man to ever have a season like this until maybe 15, 20 years down the road, just like with Shaq and with Joe. I mean, what he's doing is absolutely – and I feel good. The only thing I'm scared about is that idiot Doc Rivers. He's going to blow a game for you. And that he's been driving me crazy all year. But
Dawson, I think he's
happy with him.
Yeah,
I like what Doc's doing this year.
He's trying some things.
All right, Dawson, give me a big answer here, man. A color and a title. What do you got?
Joe, this one's for you. Blues Brothers.
You rooting for me tomorrow, Dawson?
Absolutely not, Joe. I love to see you lose.
Good work. All right, Dawson. Good work.
So, John, I need a ruling. Is blues a color?
Yes.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Seltzer?
Oh, isn't it a genre of music?
Yeah, I mean, blues is a color, Seltzer?
Yeah, I mean, I think blue obviously is a color, and blue is the beginning of blues. So I would say it counts.
You know? I would not say it counts. Rhea, I mean, and I, right?
Yeah, it's music.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, blues is music. We're saying blue is in blues.
It's in there,
but
that's phony baloney, man.
You're quibbling with me over blonde, but blues.
Yeah, blues don't work for me. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, celebrating their 23rd anniversary. Find new roads. Visit ArminChevy.com to see Armin's quality certified, low mileage, pre-owned inventory. Today's question, and I'm sure a lot of people saw the news yesterday about the drinking water issue in Philadelphia. Today's question, if you live in the Philadelphia area, will you drink Philadelphia tap water today? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's all go on record. I'm a no. I'll sit it out for like 2 or 3 days, wait to find out if people die. I'm a no. John?
You think people are going
to
die in 2 days?
It's tongue-in-cheek, James. I mean, come on. I get it. You got to admit, the mixed messaging from the city yesterday was astounding.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
I mean, at 1 o'clock, you get a, don't drink water. And at 6 o'clock, it's like, it's okay to drink. By the way, make sure you finish it by tomorrow night at midnight, which is now tonight at midnight.
The crazy part was I had my earbuds in, and I was talking to my brother. And I'm like, do you hear that alarm going off? And he's like, I go, no, it's going off. And I go, oh, it's in my ears. And then I saw,
the phone.
I just forgot that they
were
in there.
Those alerts work.
They do. Oh, I came right.
part of society that we at least can get those alerts that way. John, will you drink Philadelphia tap water today?
Probably.
Seltzer?
Yes.
Rhea?
No.
2-2. I'm with you. No. I mean, I'll sit it out for a couple days.
I got 40 bottles of water at home.
All right, let's go to Donnie right now in Reading. Good morning, Donnie.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's everybody doing?
Doing great, Donnie.
Hey, Rhea, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Just wanted to say hello. Hey, the what I think is crazy, if you guys are talking about this, is you get the alert for the water at 1 p.m. and Joe's in the tub.
Sure was, man. Well, I didn't. So to be clear, I got I found out from a text message from a buddy. It was probably around 3 when I got back from the shore. Something like that.
All right, so you got back from the shore, and then you took it
just immediately into the tub.
Right to the tub, man. Reading my book in the tub. Yep.
Driving back from the shore, thinking the whole time, I can't wait to get back to that.
Hadn't been
porcelain.
In there a couple days, man. Got to get the body. Listen, Donnie, you know how it is, man. Athletes, you got to prepare the body and the mind for big competitions like tomorrow.
You're not an athlete.
I don't know about that. That's where I think you're off course. So, soak the body, Donnie.
Hey, I mean, I think it's going to be a slaughter tomorrow. I would love to be there. I'd love to actually compete because I guarantee you I could beat you. But I think it's going to be a slaughter. I mean,
you guarantee you, know,
more,
you could
more,
beat Joe?
Donnie, I got to tell you, I hope it's not a slaughter because I'm going to feel really bad for these guys if I beat them that bad.
What are your credentials, Donnie?
Oh, that's a good answer. You know, I played high school ball. As a matter of fact, I played against Ross Tucker, if you ask him about it.
Oh.
I played for a school called Central Catholic when I was a senior. I believe he was a sophomore. But we played quite a few games against him. He might remember me. We actually kept in touch a little bit. I would see him here and there, so he does know who I am. But he might be able to vouch for me.
Hmm. So you actually played basketball at the high school level? At a high level.
Donnie, you got no shot.
Joe played in middle school.
Listen, let me tell you what we did. So my senior year, so I went to Central Catholic in Berks County where Ross went. We were 32-0, starting point guard, 32-0, going into the state final. We lost by two in the state final. Kobe played right after us.
Wow.
At Hershey Park.
Wow.
Wow, that's wild, man. All right, Donnie, give me a great answer for the best movie or TV show or book or anything that's got a color and a title. What's the best?
Well, I'm going to go – I guess I'm going to go with this because it's a book and a movie, The Color Purple.
It's already been said. Give me a different one.
Oh, okay. Silver Lining Playbook.
Silver Linings Playbook, yeah. I didn't like it, but –
Did not like that. Really? You and I are very few people.
Could not stand that movie.
I left the premiere. I was there. I had to go to the premiere in order to interview Bradley Cooper.
Yep.
It was so bad I walked out before it was over.
It was awful.
Yeah, terrible.
But a lot of people, especially
loved
around here,
it.
Yeah, it didn't work with me at all.
Ken, was good.
Ken in South Jersey. Hi, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are we this morning?
Great, Ken.
And a great, beautiful morning it is. Joe, when I think about the list that you cited that you're going to be shooting against tomorrow, the word that comes to mind for me as it pertains to you is eviscerated. I believe that's what we're going to say tomorrow. It's not a word I use lightly, so it could be ugly. And I think if when you do come in last place, you should have to spend the summer going full on General Ambrose Burnside and sport the mutton chops if you can grow them.
Yeah, I couldn't do that look. Civil
that
War
sounds
general.
Cool.
Yeah,
the big bushy mutton
chops. Mutton chops.
Yeah, that's not my style, Ken.
That would look really cool. That is so out of the realm of Joe's style. That's what would make it great. I think that's a real consideration.
Oh, you do? You think it's a real consideration?
Well, I kind of like it even better than the mustache.
Dream on, man.
Because it's so out of character.
Joe, you might get roped into being a Civil War reenactor if you do that. So
and you
could
like that era.
Look, I love history, but I've never gotten those Civil War reenactment dudes. I mean, they go out to Gettysburg, they stand in the heat, they dress up, they do like
in wool.
Yeah, and they like recreate Pickett's Charge, and then they all fall over and die. And it's like, well, how's that fun? I mean, you got to go out there for like 4 hours to do that.
Do you actually have to play dead?
No, you can be on the other side. You can shoot. You can fake shoot the people, and then you're the winner.
But I mean, if you're one of the guys actors who are playing dead, you have to lay there on the ground.
I don't know how long they do it for. I just,
so
I've always
bizarre.
Thought it's a really.
Yeah, that is an important question.
It's a weird part of society.
Die, how long do I have to be dead?
Right.
Yeah.
I got to lie in the grass. Bugs are on me.
These
like,
are things that I
so
think
true.
About.
I've always found it to be so bizarre.
What is the duration of these mock battles?
Yeah. Hey, Ken, what do you got on the Jalen Hurts contract situation?
I have thought this all along, and I still think it. I believe that this was the plan for the Eagles and for Jalen and his agent. That they're going to structure the contract around what they need it to be structured around, and that is waiting until they've got most of the pieces in place to know where they are from a cap perspective now and for the next 3 years.
Could be. Ken, you know what supports that? That the Lane Johnson thing was just announced late last week after most of the moves were done, that the Eagles could be following a similar suit with Jalen, and that both Jalen and Lane Johnson are basically playing nice. To give Howie flexibility. But there is a completely different side of this. Maybe Jalen is really playing hardball like Aaron Nola's playing hardball, and it's going to get messier than people thought. I don't know which is true. It's in time we're going to know. Ken, give me a big answer, man, a color and a title.
Rolling Stones, Paint It Black.
You got it, man. Great, great song.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.